to DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden Sunday became the first sitting president to address a Sunday service. The historic Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta came on the 94th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King's birth.
Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a nonviolent warrior for justice who followed the word and the way of his Lord and his Savior.
There are commemorations planned around the country today for Martin Luther King Day. The White House received a demand from Republicans in Congress for more information about the searches of the president's home that led to the discovery of classified documents. The president's handling of those documents now subject of a federal probe. The U.S. has begun its expanded combat training of Ukrainian forces in Germany. Meanwhile, in Ukraine, the death toll from a Russian strike on an apartment building in the city of Dnipro has climbed to 30. The AP says it's the deadliest strike in Ukraine since the end of September. Nepal is observing a national day of mourning after at least 66 people were killed in a plane crash. This is ABC News. New York City Mayor Eric Adams visited El Paso, Texas over the weekend, taking a look at the border. His city continues to see migrants arrive by bus.
Blaming the lack of a coordinated effort.
El Paso does not deserve this. Chicago, Washington, Houston, Los Angeles, New York. No city deserves what is happening.
New York Mayor Eric Adams proposing that cities band together to pressure Congress and the administration.
We are going to raise this issue, and how do we approach it?
Mayor Adams saying the American dream should not turn into a nightmare. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News, New York.
The University of Georgia is mourning two members of its national championship football program. Sophomore offensive lineman Devin Willock and football staff member Chandler LaCroix were killed early Sunday in a car wreck hours after a championship celebration. Two other members of the program were injured in the accident. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Jenny.
It's up to all of us. It's not just up to Democrats. Are we ready to rid our country of this perversion and deception? You know, are we sick of massacres at churches, grocery stores, theaters, concerts? Are we sick of adults forcing children who are raped into pregnancy? When is enough enough that we're going to vote out those fascists?
I'm putting you down for Caller Hall of Fame today. We have to carry these messages, even if the Democratic Party is incapable. You keep it up, sister.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
My fine guest, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. I thought that the laws of the United States were supposed to evolve with societal norms. The vast majority of Americans, 70% approximately, believe that Roe v. Wade should be the law of the land. So that seems exactly contrary to the way the courts are supposed to evolve with our nation.
I'll just say this. The guy in Colorado can't be forced to make a gay wedding cake, but I can be forced to make a baby. I don't know about you, but that makes no damn sense to me.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around.
AARP makes it easy. Go to aceyourretirement.org and chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. It's free and only takes 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Answer some questions and get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings.
Thanks.
Just head to aceyourretirement.org. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song.
Biden took them, and as vice president, he doesn't have the rights to do this. And what he did is a very, you know, it's a very serious problem.
Oh,
it's a very serious problem. But it's not a problem for me. I'm allowed to do that.
Oh.
And you look at the law. The Sox case that I told you about, that was a case that allowed Clinton to take things that he took. He took things, and they ended up in litigation, and Clinton won. Meaning he was allowed, it's a very famous case, the Sox case, and he was allowed to take things as president, and I am too.
Oh, God.
Shut the f*** up, Donnie.
Oh, God. I need backup. Frangela had to cancel. I need my binky.
Jody on the show.
Yay!
That's what we're waiting for. I'm gonna talk with Steffi, who's our favorite import. With Steffi.
We got rained out with Jody. I only got an hour of Jody on Tuesday. And when Frangela had to cancel, I was like, Jody's going to need to talk me down. I'm the special prosecutor. Get me Jody! So, Jody, I have to say, Marjorie Taylor Greene's tweet just now, Travis and I find delicious. She said, and just like that, everything we request will be under investigation because of Merrick Garland's appointed special counsel and unavailable to Republican investigators. Amazing. Huh? Hmm. So maybe Merrick Garland is playing some 3D chess.
Yes.
I mean, well, yeah, go ahead.
I seem to recall AG saying something about the fact that the Department of Justice will not give any information in an ongoing investigation,
right,
regardless of whether there was a special prosecutor,
right,
for Joe Biden or not. I mean, that has nothing to do with anything.
Right. But they were, obviously what she's implying is they were going to start bull investigations of Joe Biden's classified document, blah, blah, blah. But this is a way to preempt that. And also, you know, Jody, I don't know what you think, because of course the initial tweets I was reading, I was like, yeah, you know, this, the, you know, appearance of fairness, and it makes it more, you know, possible for Jack Smith to charge Trump in the actual criminal wrongdoing of Mar-a-Lago. But what clearly people are a little all over the place on this, because I also feel like there is criminal intent lacking, which,
right,
is what is the DOJ regulation for appointing a special prosecutor. Where do you come down on it?
Well, you know, my question has been, okay, so these documents have been, quote, missing since 2017, right?
Right.
So they can't be that important, or the National,
yeah,
Archives would have noticed it a long time ago. They could,
yeah,
just have a small C classification, and nobody's saying top secret. Nobody's,
yeah,
saying, you know, anything,
yeah,
so big. So my question is, if they were missing for that long, it means they aren't that important.
Well, yeah. Didn't it remind you? This is what I've been saying. It reminds me of the Hillary Clinton email, you know, non-story. That it's,
right,
you know, mostly personal stuff like risotto recipes. In this case, at 99% of it, according to CNN, was personal. It was Bo's funeral, condolence, you know, that kind of stuff that clearly some stuff inadvertently was in there. Same as Hillary Clinton, that people still to this day know she didn't share anything classified. There was like a two, like with small C headers, you know, like anyway.
It could be under, yeah. It could be confidential. I mean, there's certain things, the classification is what matters to a certain degree, which suggests to me, since the archives didn't ask for them,
right,
what, 6 years ago, they weren't that important.
Right.
They weren't that, you know, high-level security important.
Well, which also makes it the 180 degrees opposite, I don't know how many ways we can say it, from what Trump did. Where obviously they knew there were, you know, how many, I can't remember, hundreds of documents, critical classified stuff missing, asked him politely over and over. So this is why this entire thing, when they keep asking on the raid, where's Biden's raid? A, it wasn't a raid. It was an authorized search. And B, Biden doesn't need one because he found them himself and turned them over. They didn't even know they were missing. Right?
Right, right. Yeah. And the special prosecutor that has been assigned to this is a Trump appointee. So this will be fun.
Yeah. Well, I know. And I don't mean to be conspiratorial, but I'm like... He, you know, there was some, you know, talk in terms of how much he helped Rosenstein, you know, divert the Mueller investigation. He's clearly a Trump-appointed Republican. It just, that is my question, Tony. Why do we always bend over so far backwards, to be fair, when the Republicans make no, they make no even an attempt to appear fair?
Well, I think that with this special prosecutor, it will be more difficult when he declines to prosecute for anybody in Trump world to say he's a Democratic deep state plant.
Right. I mean, I'm not worried because I don't
think
Biden did anything wrong. So in that case, you're like, fine. It, you know, makes it, you know, more, again, as I said, easier for Jack Smith to charge. Because I know, did you see earlier in the week we were talking about Barbara McQuaid saying she thought this complicates the Mar-a-Lago prosecution.
I disagree with the very smart lady. I disagree with the smart lady.
Yeah, politically maybe, but legally it shouldn't have anything to do with prosecuting or not. But I think I was saying to Glenn that Nicole Wallace yesterday said that this does to her also look like Merrick Garland is scared of House Republicans, you know, with how
I don't think so. I think that as Glenn said earlier, I think that once it was recommended to him when he asked for the recommendation, I think you should do that. And then Glenn also stated that it doesn't have to necessarily be criminal to put a special prosecutor in. So I'm not concerned. I'm really not.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see. I knew that's exactly what I said. What did I say, Travis? I said, get me Jody. I need Jody to talk me off the wall.
We've been trying to say that to you all morning.
Yeah, because the first tweets, I was like, yeah, that's right. That's, yeah, it's good. It's good, real good what you did.
She gets to sleep and then later, two I'm hours like, later, doesn't have to come
you know
to
what
the
it
studio.
Is? The minute I stumble into Ellie Mastal territory, I'm like, what is going on, Merrick Garland? I'm so easily influenced.
You need to
Jody.
Get in the right timeline on your Twitter feed is what you need to do.
You're such a Libra.
Right.
Such a Libra.
Uh-huh. I cannot make up my mind about anything. I guess that's all I was going off of. Just the Andrew Weissman even said that it's hard to see where in the DOJ regs, you know, there is criminal intent here, which is what you're supposed to be looking for if you appoint a special counsel, right?
Well, they're seeing if there was a crime. That's
right.
All.
Right.
They're investigating something that could have been criminal and it isn't criminal, and they'll decline to prosecute, and that'll be that.
Right. But that's what I think. It's like in right-wing world, they will always still mention all these Obama and Clinton, quote-unquote, scandals or whatever, without mentioning that there were how many investigations and nothing, no charges. They make it sound like there was a there, whether it's Benghazi or Fast and Furious or whatever. And, you know, the difference is there were real crimes, right? Nixon,
right.
Iran-Contra, Iraq War, war crimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just, for the good of the country, we got to move on. Do you still feel confident we are not going to move on this time? Because that would be a huge precedent to actually hold a Republican administration accountable.
I don't think we're going to just let the country heal. This man has done so much damage.
It's like all of them combined, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like Nixon, Reagan, Bush, it's like all of their crimes combined in one administration. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to point out, remember when we were all scared about monkeypox?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How well was that handled by the current administration?
Yeah.
It's
Oh, it's like Ebola. Remember Fox News 24/7 was like, Obama's Ebola's going to... And it was like, not even... I don't think even one person died here. Like, I don't remember a one.
It was one or two people died here, and it was contained very quickly. So, I mean, the fact... Just that dichotomy between Donald and Joe Biden is just proof that Joe Biden is a competent, really good president for us right now.
Yeah, and multiple aides who worked for President Biden in the final days of the Obama administration has been interviewed by federal law enforcement officials reviewing how classified documents ended up in his Delaware residence and Washington office. One of the sources said those who were asked to be interviewed complied quickly. The people who were boxing up the vice presidential office had no idea there was anything in there that shouldn't leave the White House. That's also the difference. Trump was a crook that had a bunch of crooks working for him and people that have already lied to the FBI. That's the other difference, is that not only did they stonewall, not give the stuff back, refuse to, then they lied about having given it all back. And, you know, again, so that's another, it's always a crime on top of the, Trump always adds obstruction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Kevin in D.C. wants to talk to Joe Day.
Kevin!
Hello.
Kevin! Good morning, everybody. Wow, this is like that old coffee commercial. We switched out our Brangela for
with Jody Hamilton Christmas.
Right.
But it's all good. It's my escapade with Stephanie show. I don't mind a little cream with my coffee, all over my coffee.
A little cream in your coffee.
Yes, indeed. So I was actually, you pretty much already done it so far, Jody, in that I was going to ask for suggestions. How am I going to deal with the next year? Because we haven't even gotten the middle of January, and we've already had the clown show of these idiots taking a record-breaking time to just to see the speaker, and now with this false equivalent of the document, and it's not even mid-January, we're going to have to, I had gotten so used to them being sort of a somewhat annoying but ineffectual fly off in the distance the first 2 years, but now that they're here, we're going to have to deal with this crap for the next 2 years. Oh, what did the kids say? O-M freaking G.
Yeah.
Can we have some suggestions on, except for my usual, again, this is why I look at superhero movies.
I'm gonna need Jody more than twice a week. She's gonna need to move in. Sorry.
Absolutely. Well, I like what you guys do. Unfortunately, we're going to have to redouble. We're going to have to Eric Bowlett the heck out of the next 2 years.
Yep. Oh, my God. I just thought that, Kevin, yesterday. I mean, right, Jody? I was like, man, we all have to Bowlett now because it's just this is part of, you know, why we are where we are is the mainstream media and how they cover this crap. You're just like, are you kidding me? After the Hillary, this is how we got this crook in office and all of these subsequent crimes, and here they are, you know, with the you know, just they want more, they need, especially with, by the way, gas prices and inflation down, they need a new Biden gotcha, right? And I thought, like, on cue, just when his approval ratings go up to 50%, he's above water for the first time. It's like, no, we got to find something now, right?
Yeah.
All right, 17 minutes after the hour, Jody's here.
Yay!
Kermit Flail. Okay. She always is here to serve her country.
Sure.
18 minutes after the hour. Oh, I just had to pull it up right now because HelloFresh meals, OMG.
Oh.
I made the salmon à l'orange.
Uh-huh.
Shrimp couscous. Mm-hmm. I made the, the butternut squash ravioli with scallops.
Oh, yum.
I love scallops.
There's like 35 new meals every week. Would you like to know what's what this week? These are all your choices. Italian chicken over lemony spaghetti.
Oh,
meatloaf
yum.
With creamy thyme sauce. Ooh. Pork and zucchini. It's a Thai dish. Okay. Firehouse cheeseburger. Cheeseburger.
Wait. I'll never turn down a cheeseburger.
One pan. Oh, beef enchiladas. There it is.
Oh, I'm into
Taqueria,
that.
Taqueria chicken bowls. Ooh. Sweet ginger pork chops. Hang on. Keep going. Silky Sicilian penne. Oh, that looks, I mean, it on and on. I'm telling you, it's magical. Hello, Fresh. And it's hello. They're at your door.
Hello.
And what is it, Fresh? Just saying. HelloFresh. Cheaper than groceries, 25% less expensive than takeout, and so simple, even I could do it. Oh my God. Eating well in the new year, easy and exciting. Over 35 weekly recipes to choose from. Winter warmers are a collection of Why is there music? Winter Warmer is a collection of globally inspired recipes featuring seasonal produce and premium proteins. Eating well, right? We're in the new year. Everybody's got their resolutions. Whether it's time for the big game, host like a pro with a winning assortment of snacks, apps, mains, and more available for a limited time at HelloFresh Market. HelloFresh frees up time with pre-portioned ingredients and easy-to-follow recipes all delivered right to your door. It is a ding-dong, and there it is, all fresh farm, right from the farm to your door. Sign up today for 22 free meals plus free shipping with the code Stephanie22 at HelloFresh.com/Stephanie22. Once again, code Stephanie22, HelloFresh.com/Stephanie22.
Wow. Wowie. Wow, wow, wow.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Explore the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England with American Cruise Lines. Visit Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Bar Harbor while enjoying an authentic lobster bake on the shores of Maine. Aboard the newest fleet of small cruise ships, relax on your private balcony as our crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Let's go. Let's get cruising. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and t-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
Hey, it's Stephanie Miller. Here's what we're talking about. Special Counsel Jack Smith's team has subpoenaed Rudy Giuliani, asking him to turn over records to a federal grand jury as part of an investigation into the fundraising following the... Try to keep the fraud separate. Not the initial claims of a fraudulent election, but the fraudulent fundraising off those fraudulent claims. Did he expense the hair dye?
It just ran away from him. Yeah.
Find the Stephanie Miller Show every Monday through Friday at 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, right here on Progressive Voices.
It should, bud. Oh, there's the bell.
Oh, Wildfire just charged out of that corner like a wildfire.
Yeah, but it can't seem to get anywhere near House.
That's because House is landscaped with water-retaining plants, which help keep Wildfire at a safe distance.
And, bud, check out how Wildfire's punches seem to roll off that treated shingle roof.
Holy smokes, Lou! Wildfire is wearing out like a cheap suit. Oh, Wildfire is down!
Down and out.
Can your house win a fight with wildfire? Visit firewise.org to find out how you can help make your home more defensible against wildfires. That's firewise.org, a public service brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents... We don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Stephanie Miller.
What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Jody Hamilton is here. Yay, Kermit Flail.
Yeah.
And you have successfully talked me down, as you do, as being the Steffi Whisperer on the special prosecutor. Jody Hamilton, to review, says she is not worried. Beautishmal. You are beautishmal. Everybody calm down. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, calm down.
All right. I did say to Glenn Kirshner, though, I hope that he, you know, toots sweet. Like, I just think there is no there with the Biden stuff, and I hope this doesn't go on for 2 years to have to exonerate him, right?
It won't, because they're cooperating.
Thank you. That's the difference. I mean, Glenn made that point about Georgia. When we say, oh, is this taking so long? It's on tape. It's because the Republicans never comply. Mm-hmm. They fight subpoenas to end of time, and so this is what they always do, delay, delay, delay. And you're right. Everybody has cooperated fully in the Biden thing. I think it should not take long to just go, you know, moving on.
And they've been looking into this since November, and then they just discovered new stuff last week or whatever. So, I mean, they're cooperating. They're doing what they're supposed to do because they're law-abiding citizens.
Yeah. It's like being in a, what is it, an MMA, what is it, Chris? MMA match? What is it?
MMA.
Steel cage, something. Whatever, Jody. There's just, like, we're playing by the...
I hate that stuff, so...
Yeah. We're going for the Lady Bing Award. It's a hockey reference, right? And they're just, like, gouging eyes, and they don't play by any rules, and that's what's hard, that we always bend over backwards to play fair, I guess. Like, I was thinking, I mean, there's, what do you call it, Matt Gaetz filling in for Steve Bannon. Oh, they said he was on assignment, which...
Fraud trial. That's code for fraud trial.
Right. On his way to prison. But anyway, he's there defending George Santos. They have George Santos on. That would never happen if it were a Democrat, right?
Well, Santos said yesterday if 142 people ask him to leave, hi, I'm one.
Yes. This is not from the podcast. This is from him being caught in the hallways.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, as the elevator doors close.
Yes. No, this is a different one.
As he goes the wrong way and gets cornered by a rat.
Okay, here we go.
Congressman, what's your reaction to members of your own party calling for your resignation? Are you planning to resign?
Congressman, what about
you to resign? Will you resign if the voters, call for
142 people ask for me to resign, I'll resign.
And that's when the doors closed.
Yes, Jody, if 142 people ask me, go ahead. What does that
mean? I'm one of the 142
line
people.
Up.
Well, he meant to say the elevator doors.
142,000 people voted
in
for
his
him.
District. Yes.
Yes.
But he lied again. So
the doors were closing, and so he couldn't get out.
That was a lie.
The last part of it.
Yeah. Okay. And then there he is.
And they are coming for George Santos like nothing I've seen in quite some time. I could ask you what it's like to be an embattled congressman, but I kind of know a little bit about that scene.
What?
George, you've heard just there Congressman D'Esposito, your Republican colleague, calling for you to resign. Nick Langworthy also has your reaction.
You know, Matt, it's your prerogative. I came here to serve the people, not politicians and party leaders. And I'm going to do just that. And I've been doing just that throughout this entire first 2 weeks.
You know, Matt Gaetz set this up. One thing I know about this town, they come for the fighters. And they're coming for George Santos like nothing I've seen in quite some. They're not coming for him because he's a fighter. They're coming for him because he's a liar.
Right.
Okay.
And George Santos, he's going to we need to save the Dreamgirls song.
Yeah.
Because he is telling you he is not going.
Yeah. Okay. This is the... Money
embellishing part. One's resume isn't a crime. It's frankly how a lot of people get to Congress, and we want everyone to be honest. And again, you've acknowledged that, and you're working for it going forward. One of the principal critiques I've heard is that a lot of money was donated to your campaign by you, $700,000, I believe. Where did it come from?
Well, I'll tell you where it didn't come from. It didn't come from China, Ukraine, or Burisma. How about that?
What? Oh, God.
I'm going to guess Russia, though, right? I think a Russian oligarch was involved from what I'm hearing. But I love Gaetz said what he just said there, Jody. Embellishing one's resume isn't a crime. This isn't embellishing.
No.
This is making up your entire life out of a whole cloth, right?
Yeah, they elected a person that doesn't exist.
Right. Exactly. What an honest life he's lived. Please.
And is there anything else you can say about the work you did that was the origin of those resources?
Look, I've worked my entire life. I've lived an honest life. I've never been accused, sued, of any bad doing. So, you know, it's the equity of my hard working self, and I've invested inside of me. Like I said, didn't come from Burisma.
Okay. Yeah, except for the Czech fraud thing in Brazil and whatever. Yeah,
right.
Very honest life. More Jody Hamilton next.
local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden Sunday became the first sitting president to address a Sunday service. The historic Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta came on the 94th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King's birth.
Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a nonviolent warrior for justice who followed the word and the way of his Lord and his Savior.
There are commemorations planned around the country today for Martin Luther King Day. The White House received a demand from Republicans in Congress for more information about the searches of the president's home that led to the discovery of classified documents. The president's handling of those documents now subject of a federal probe. The U.S. has begun its expanded combat training of Ukrainian forces in Germany. Meanwhile, in Ukraine, the death toll from a Russian strike on an apartment building in the city of Dnipro has climbed to 30. The AP says it's the deadliest strike in Ukraine since the end of September. Nepal is observing a national day of mourning after at least 66 people were killed in a plane crash. This is ABC News.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
The Devil's Advocates.
But do you think the Biden administration's calling up Laura Ingraham and making the announcement to the world that we're invading Russia with amphibious troops? Come on, Trump. I mean, and I want to hear fine Trumpsters that want to defend that crap. You know, he's a little late for the early bird buffet. Maybe you people were just naive marks who believed he was a super genius. Then I got some land I'd like to sell you outside of Fukushima.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
We have a full hour with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. So glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or a business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Well, he's certainly going to try, and he may very well succeed in doing it. And, you know, the tragedy of this is not what he does to me personally. The tragedy is using the Intelligence Committee as his political plaything to placate Donald Trump, to placate Marjorie Taylor Greene, to exact revenge, as you point out, for my leading the impeachment against Trump in the first trial.
Oh, GOP, petty, vindictive little bitch party. David in New York, you're on with Jody. Hello, David.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
About the inflation rate...
The beginning of last year, the inflation rate was 11.7%. The current inflation rate is the average year-to-date, which is 6.5%. But what drove it down? What drove down the inflation rate is the last 6 months, the inflation rate has been under 3% and is currently hovering last month around a little over 2%. So why is Powell still considering interest rate hikes? Because he wants to crush as many Americans as possible because he doesn't approve of Biden's progressive policies, the Democratic policies.
That's a conspiracy theory.
You know, Friday in hour three, Rain Man, it's not a time to try.
It's weird. Jody made it weird.
Jody always makes it
weird. Yeah, Jody, why'd your friend call?
Okay, here's the real president in the real world talking about the real inflation numbers.
You know, this is a serious committee.
Six.
Here we go.
Let me close with this. Today's inflation numbers are good news. Good news about our economy. We have more work to do, but we're on the right track. We're seeing bright spots across the country where great things are happening. Roads and bridges are being built. Factories are coming online. People back to work again. Families breathing a little bit easier. That's why I can honestly say, you've heard me say this before, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, I've never been more optimistic about America's future than I am today. We just have to remember who in God's name we are.
And by the way, Jody, we just don't, you don't see any of that covered. You know, right. I mean, I listen to Dirty Laundry, too. What year did that come out, Travis? I get it. People like it when you lose. They like Dirty Laundry.
84, 85, 86?
I get it.
84, 85, 86? I remember listening to it.
You're awfully young to be listening to that.
Yeah, I was a toddler. Yeah. Jody, my point is,
I listened to it on a cassette in my car.
I never heard that song.
That, you know, if it bleeds, it leads, all that stuff. But it's just, they don't report any good news. They just don't for Biden. It is astounding. That's all you heard about was inflation and gas prices. And there's not even a follow-up story. Right.
It's very rare that I hear anything good from the media regarding this administration, because he's done an incredible job with the slim margin in the Senate that he had last 2 years. It's amazing what they've gotten done.
Yeah. And also the kind of stuff that the House GOP is doing, people, again, media not calling out exclusively who they're trying to help is rich tax cheats like Donald Trump, period.
Yeah.
The president.
And on top of that, House Republicans are preparing to vote on a national sales tax bill. National sales tax. That's a great idea. It would raise taxes on the middle class by taxing thousands of everyday items from groceries to gas while cutting taxes for the wealthiest Americans. And if I'm not mistaken, what they've introduced, it also would totally eliminate the IRS. Feels good, except all going to be sales tax. Go home and tell your moms. They're going to be really excited about that.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Okay, one more. The president.
Is this how the House Republicans are starting a new term?
Yes.
Cutting taxes for billionaires?
Yep.
Raising taxes for working families?
Yep.
Making inflation worse? Well, let me be very clear. If any of these bills make it to my desk, I will veto them. I will flat veto them.
Dark brand.
I'm ready to work with these Republicans, not this kind of stuff. They try to cut Social Security and Medicare, which Americans have been paying into every paycheck since they've ever got their first paycheck. I'll use my veto pen to stop that as well. But if Republicans want to work together on real solutions to lower inflation, create more jobs, build an economy that works for everyone, I'm ready.
It's whispery. Clint Eastwood, Dark Brandon.
Oh, so you don't even know. That's like a whole thing.
Do you feel lucky, punk?
No, it's a whole thing over there in right wing. Like, when I go into our clip service where I pull clips from, you will not believe how many clips there are where
it's very rare.
Biden whispers. Biden creepily whispers. Biden whispers. Biden whispers again.
Yeah.
Biden
whispers. Do I have five or six veto pens?
They're trying to make it a thing.
Do you feel lucky?
That sounds badass when he does
it. You know what? All my best jokes get ignored, Jody, right? Do I have five or six veto pens? Do you feel lucky? That was a finely crafted joke about the five or six bullets. Never mind. You two are useless. Okay, let's go.
It was fine.
Oh, Kristen in Michigan wants to wish you a happy birthday.
It was fine.
Missing the point.
I only love Jody.
Good morning. Hi. I want to say hi to everyone. Hi, Chris. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Capricorn. Mine is Monday.
Yay, happy birthday.
Happy birthday on Monday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to all the hardworking anal Capricorns.
Thank you.
Mine's next Wednesday.
And also, oh, excellent. Can I just squeeze in an RIP to Jeff Beck, too?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Lisa Marie Presley. Ugh.
Oh, no. Yes, exactly.
Bad week.
That was really sad.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, you guys. Stay safe.
Thank you. Yeah. Stay safe. What?
She brought the house down.
Yes. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That was the in memoriam section of the show. Okay. Let's go to Kurt in Akron. You're on with Jody. Hello, Kurt.
Oh, thank you. And don't forget, Adam Rich passed away on the
7th. Yes, he did.
Yes.
But he is enough.
You know,
yeah.
Nicholas for me is enough.
Nicholas.
But, hey, yeah. Before I get started, real quickly, I called the Tuesday before you went on vacation to tell you about the sickness of my dog, Truman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I took him to the vet $53 later, which is very cheap.
Yeah.
They did an exam. They found out that that he had an ear infection, so they gave him beeswax, a B12 shot, and some antibiotics, and now he's the old stinker that he is.
Oh,
yay,
Truman! It's the Truman Show. Okay, go ahead.
The Truman Show.
Yeah. Yeah.
But hey, you were talking about Hillary Clinton's emails.
Yes.
If memory serves me right, that server that she sent it over to, which, oh, by the way, according to the book What Happened by Hillary Rodham Clinton, mm-hmm. She sent it over to the server that was Secret Service protected 24/7 for her husband because he was a mm-hmm. former president.
Yes.
So, and if I remember correctly, that was never hacked during any of these hackings that were going on. Just government agencies were. So, mm-hmm. even though she shouldn't have done it,
yeah,
it was probably the best thing that she did do.
Yeah. No, I mean, it actually was more secure.
It was more secure.
That's the thing, Jody. I swear, it's like you have to keep telling people. She never leaked classified. It was not. She didn't leak. She didn't even leak classified material.
That's not General Petraeus.
Zero.
Who leaked it to the press.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I can't remember. I have to look it back. Can you look it up? I don't know. It's just like one small C. You know, it's just in all of that entire hours and hours and hours of breathless coverage, there was never any there. I mean, you can't even compare it to. Okay, would you like an episode of really awful people texting each other?
Yes.
Leaked text between Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Really?
Reveal a cozy relationship. Between the two.
Oh, how
January
cozy.
2020, Jones shared an InfoWars story claiming Democrats have a plan to confiscate guns in America. He said, listen, in their own words, as the leftists vow to make you a disarmed slave, it's their wet dream that they make you a victim. And Tucker Carlson replied, I swear this makes me want to buy more ammo. Oh, isn't that lovely? Presumably to kill Democrats. Okay. So that would be another episode of really awful people texting each other really awful things.
How close a relationship do they have?
I don't know. Ew. Was there any penis pummeling discussed?
That was the short version.
Please, no.
Oh, that's right. We forgot our salute to Schlappy Matt this hour.
Yeah.
Yes, schlapping. Now it's become a new phrase for the kids.
Schlappy Matt had some balls, so he groped a man.
Uh-oh. Allegedly.
On the way to the airport, they're in a van. The man said that Matt, he was getting slappy. And he couldn't stop Matt from grabbing Mr. Happy.
Oh dear, oh no, so blue.
The kids told the story how he tried. Said he didn't do it, but he lied. No, he couldn't stop Matt from grabbing Mr. Happy.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. You know that Rocky Mountain Mike has a fantastic song out with Jody Hamilton.
Yes.
Called Summer Wine. Jody Hamilton is not just pretty and smart. She has a lovely singing voice.
Why, thank you.
It really is very sexy. Check it out. Summer Wine. Okay. I thought it was another parody. I'm like, I don't get it. I'm like, oh, it's a real song. I'm not used to real songs.
Right.
Yeah. Beautiful.
I didn't even know that was possible.
What? I know.
It's available at Rocky Mountain Mike's YouTube page.
There you are. Mm-hmm. Hello, Gary in New York. Did I do that right? Did
Probably
I
not.
Oh, hi, Gary.
Goodness, I'm talking.
Go ahead.
I am a huge fan of yours.
Thank you.
Listen, Stephanie, I am calling to encourage everyone who has a heart condition, in consultation with your cardiologist, to go get the booster. Yes. I'm on my way to get my third booster, despite the fact that I was diagnosed with a heart condition that they predicted would happen in my life back in 75 when my leg had to be amputated for bone cancer. Oh, and they gave me the chemotherapy, and they said, sometime in your life, you're going to have a heart condition.
Yeah.
So in 2017, decades later, after I got cured from hepatitis C, which stayed in my system for 11 years, went to sleep, did nothing to the liver, and waited for the cure. And then the heart condition came. Here I am in 2023, getting ready by your inspiration, this 65-year-old, but spiritually rebellious teen, crazy, gay, one-legged black man is going to launch the 6548 podcast.
You are the official guy of the Stephanie Miller Show.
I want to say the crazy one-legged gay black man of the Stephanie Miller Show.
There you go, and good for you. Yes, please, get boosted. Yes, get your shot, get boosted. That's the thing that makes me crazy, Jody, is underlying conditions, any of it, even more reason you need to be vaccinated. You do not want to get this. If you have, you know, we were just talking about the, you know, heart stuff, the anti-vaxxers jumping on the Lisa Marie Presley and Damar Hamlin. It's just so ridiculous. Cardiologists are just tearing their hair out with this nonsense.
If the vaccines were that deadly, we would be dropping dead like flies.
Right, right, exactly. The antidote to all the stupiding of America, in my opinion, Hakeem Jeffries.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
The House Democrats are prepared to continue to fight for the American people, for working families, middle-class folks, senior citizens, young people, veterans, the poor, the sick, the afflicted, the least, the lost, the left behind, everyday Americans. That's why we come to Washington at our core, to make life better for the people. That's what unifies House Democrats. That's what we believe in. Those are the challenges that we, as members of Congress, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, all of us, should be tackling together.
Yeah. Except they are focused on one thing, he went on to say, and that is,
it's very unfortunate that we've seen this extreme MAGA Republican agenda, which is apparently anchored in impeachment and investigation, focused on witch hunts, not working families. We're going to keep our focus on working families.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here we are. We're in the age of we're in the Benghazi-ing of America again.
Yeah.
And by the way, Adam Schiff, you know, Chris, what his point is. We have serious problems, and we need serious people. I think that's what he meant. Here he is talking about.
This is a serious committee.
Yes.
We've got major challenges facing us with Russia invading its neighbors, with China growing in strength around the world, threatening Taiwan, with Iran and its nuclear program. You shouldn't be messing with any committee. You certainly shouldn't be messing with the Intelligence Committee in order to raise money.
We have serious problems to solve,
right, and we
need serious people to solve them.
That's my point. Yes, exactly. All right. Don't ask me for money, Rob Reiner. I'm not giving you any.
We will allow him to come on for free and promote whatever he wants to promote.
Exactly. Yes.
Exactly.
I give and I give.
Yeah.
48 minutes after the hour. Back with the remaining moments with Jody Hamilton on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 68 children is diagnosed with autism. That's about a 30% increase in 2 years. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
If you're looking for the best all-you-can-eat buffet in town for only $1.99, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for juicy burgers, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for tender brisket and succulent ribs, come to Big Ed's Chow House. But if you're looking for Big Ed, don't come to Big Ed's Chow House. Big Ed passed away last week at the age of 47, leaving his wife and 3 children, struck down in his prime by the same disease that got his father. So he won't be around to take care of his family. And the sad part is it all could have been detected early with a simple test, but Big Ed didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical tests you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. Once again, that's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Back again. Check it, direct it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise.
Stephanie Miller.
In the house, jump, jump, rejoice. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah.
Well, there it is. Chris LaVoy, another year older. What?
I'm so what? Old.
Stop trying to raise
what?
The roof.
I am
what?
Daddy status.
What? How old are you?
I am 54.
Oh, my God. So much older than me, Jody. I know, wow, right?
Well, I'm going to be 56 next week, so I'm the oldest.
You are.
Yes, you are. Everyone's adult supervision here. Uh-huh. So we just, in case you wonder what the commercial breaks are, it's just old people bitching about newfangled things.
Yes.
Chris said he's going out to a restaurant where you got to scan the
QR code for the menu.
I like it when a person comes to my table. I want a menu in my hands. I want to say what I want. They bring the things I want.
I know the place he's going to, and it's always busy, and it's so nice because not only can you pull up the menu,
Jody went, I don't like it.
I want to ask the waiter questions.
I want to be able to put it on my phone and say no onions, no bell peppers. It comes out the way I want. I don't have to worry about some Yahoo making a mistake with my order on his little notepad.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
It is wrong.
I do like self-checkout, though. Self-checkout is awesome.
The first time I left my house, like I was like someone coming out of the woods after World War II. The first time I saw that, I was like, what are you talking about? They're like, scan the thing. Scan. I'm like, where's the menu?
It was originally...
Everything's different now. You know what it is? It's like, what's that movie with Brendan Fraser? where he's in the bomb shelter for his entire life. Blast from the past. That was me. I was like, what? What do you mean, scan my what? Like where's the menu?
No, you're more like that other Brendan Fraser role, Encino Man.
You sound like you sound like my
where's
mom.
Where's the waiter? I don't like it. Okay.
You just turned into my mom. This is weird.
Right? I know, and at only 41, Jody, that is astounding.
I know,
Well, the QR code thing became popular because of COVID.
Yeah.
They didn't want to pass menus around.
And they
didn't
like
go
it.
Back. And they didn't go back. Yeah, exactly. Because they found it's cheaper if they don't have to print menus.
Yes.
Don't like it at all. Okay, can I have the tiniest of violins? This will make us happy.
All right.
Speaking of old people complaining.
trapped in their house. According to Republicans with close ties to Trump, they say they're finding the aides to the former president, finding difficult to get him out of Mar-a-Lago and interested in his reelection campaign, which is, using Trump's words, a mess. Maybe it's the QR codes that he's...
That's it.
I don't like it. It's a hoax. I think it's a hoax. I want a menu. Put bluntly, one GOP strategist said the early 22 announcement was a historic flop. Talk about how not to create momentum. Trump insiders agree and admitted the finances and Trump's attitude have become huge obstacles to turning things around. I spoke with a half dozen Republicans close to Trump, and the consensus is his campaign is a mess. He is in a weird bunker and doesn't want to go anywhere. Even the inner circle is worried he's getting no traction at all. Literally nothing. It's like it's not even happening. Maybe his campaign's not going well.
He had to call Mark Levin last night just to get some attention.
Mark Levin!
There's going to be a weird statement from the bassinet of the 45th president saying about this story, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm not broke.
Everything's fantastic.
I can pay that $1 million fine.
Actually, they're saying he's kicking off a new phase of his 2024 campaign with an intimate gathering in South Carolina. That's what you call when you're a Lucy McLoserton from Losertown that can't
draw a crowd.
Right. It's intimate. It will not be a rally, his advisors say. It will be more of an intimate event where he will roll out his leadership operation. Oh, boy. That's going to be a hot mess as well.
That's going to be fun.
Who's going to work for him?
I know.
Oh, God. All right. By the way, 13, here's douche nozzle weasel Kevin McCarthy trying to... Both sides the classified documents.
From one standpoint, they knew the documents were there. They actually asked President Trump to put another lock on, so they were locked. You look at President Biden. He wasn't president. He was vice president. He held these in different locations right out in the open. He criticized President Trump. Did he utilize the Justice Department to raid President Trump? Did you think that was right? They knew this has happened
to
President Biden before the election, but they kept it a secret from the American public.
Such a liar.
He goes on 60 Minutes.
I can't anymore. Pardon me, Jody. Oh, my God. I don't know. I don't want to.
Why
did I do that?
Flagellate yourself.
Oh, you know, the only thing they've brought back is smoking cigars in the Capitol, which had been banned.
That's like the most Republican thing ever.
Right. Yeah, it is. So now everyone has to choke through cigar smoke in the Capitol.
Like in everywhere in the Capitol, it's legal, or is it just in particular areas?
It says they're hot boxing.
The new rule
offices.
In the GOP-controlled House, Republican members are lighting up in congressional offices and driving members of the press corps insane in the membrane, apparently, with the smell.
So Republican men.
Right, exactly. Just big and stinky, and they don't care what anyone else thinks. Jody Hamilton, we love you so much.
You're a delight.
Thank you for doing double duty this week for America.
No problem. I'll see you guys in person next week.
Yay!
From the Bunker is the podcast, mswmedia.com. We love you.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach.
That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.